It's your boy Cali. Keeping it 100. Somebody gotta do it.
Wait a minute, that man Kanye West said what?
I watched the George Floyd documentary that Candace Owens put up, and the day when he died, he said a prayer for, you know, 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. They hit him with the fentanyl. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that. When he said mama, mama is his girlfriend. They said he screamed for his mama. Mama was his girlfriend. It's in the documentary.
This man has gone too far, too many times, with these wild, extreme, anti-black narratives. From Kanye saying that slavery was a choice, to claiming that Harriet Tubman didn't even free the slaves.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
To now attempting to defame the memory of George Floyd, as everyone in the world watched what that officer did, clear for everybody to see. But not only that, that divisive talking point has already been proven to be false by the coroner and the toxicology report in a court of law. And to sit up there on some podcast spitting vile, nasty, and divisive rhetoric about a man who clearly lost his life brutally in front of our very eyes is absolutely crazy to me. But ironically, this comes after Kanye lashed out at the Jews with anti-Semitic threats before being banned on social media and had his bank accounts forfeited at JP Morgan Bank after going at Jewish people. But one thing I noticed is how calm, apologetic, and soft-spoken Kanye was when the Jewish community cut him off financially. I mean, just look at his demeanor.
Do you wish harm on Jewish people?
No. I feel happy to have crossed the line of that idea so we can speak openly about, you know, doing things like getting canceled from the bank.
See, he wasn't as loud or belligerent with them anymore like he is when he's talking to black people. See, all that unhinged behavior calmed down, didn't it? And what does he do next? Goes right back to railing against his own black people.
But as far as Meek Mills, no. Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these niggas, all you fake hard niggas, fuck you. Y'all niggas shut the fuck up about me. Now let me say it calm. You niggas shut the fuck up. I want y'all to run up on me.
No.
I want y'all to come kill me.
No.
I want you to smack me.
No.
I want you to do all the shit you rap about.
No.
Come down to this joint right now, please.
And honestly, I didn't even want to talk about this anymore. But he just keeps going viral every week, saying wild things, trying to sow division, and somebody got to set the record straight and tell the truth. And that's what I'm here to do. Because his mother, Donda, was a respected black woman and a respected black educator. For the sake of that woman, I pray for Kanye. I pray that Donda's son is delivered from being used as a vessel of iniquity and that the Lord renews his mind. Because even the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But it looks like George Floyd's family is considering a lawsuit against Kanye for his false statements. But instead of getting better, things might get worse, because CNBC just reported that Kanye West is trying to get an even bigger microphone to spew his hateful rhetoric and is trying to buy the conservative social media app called Parler, which is the same social app that was allegedly used by MAGA extremists to plan the horrific January 6th Capitol riots. And ironically, guess who the CEO of Parler is? Ta-da! Candace Owens' husband. So this ain't no coincidence. And see, we've already seen by the Capitol riots how bad hate speech left unchecked could really get. And right now, everybody needs to spread more love and less hate. Because if we don't pay attention to history, history might repeat itself. Straight up. And listen, if there's any other stories and situations that you guys want me to talk about, make sure you email me at calibernation@gmail.com so I can speak about it in my next video. And until then, be great. Be blessed. Once again, it's your boy Cali, keeping it 100. Always. Somebody gotta do it.